Welcome to the Healthy Mindset App Podcast, where host Mike Hartman, a performance coach and former professional athlete, brings his passion to help athletes and workplace athletes achieve their dreams and goals while being mindful of everything else in life. Mike also uses this platform to share his targeted assessment application, Healthy Mindset course, meditation, and goal setting technique for the athlete and workplace athlete. We're glad you're here. Now, let's dive headfirst into this episode of the Healthy Mindset App Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Hartman.
Today on the Stories of Gratitude, I'm going to talk about nighttime gratitude. And people say, well, I thought you're going to share stories. Yes, we're going to be sharing many stories, but I also like to give you a foundation of things that you could do that may help you, because we've talked about morning gratitudes, afternoon gratitudes, and now we're going to talk about nighttime. And at nighttime, it's a really good time to reflect on positive moments from your day or just before you're ready to go to bed, thinking moments that, hey, boy, I had a good day today. This was positive. And of course, you may have some negative things that happened, but let's look at the positive things that may have happened throughout that day. And I've said this in every episode, keep a gratitude journal. Even jotting down things at night is good for you. So for me, it helps me sleep better. If I have stuff on my mind, I'm going to write down things that I'm thankful for, or even things that I need to get done. I'm going to stay away from other things like looking at social media or things like that. That's for me. I'm not telling you to do it, but this definitely helps me. So the gratitude journal, writing things down, what you're thankful for, will really put you probably in a good place. Share appreciation with a friend or family member before sleep. You could do that. I always reach out to my kids. I just want to see how they're doing. I'll send them a quick message long before. Like I said, I'm trying to stay off my phone at night as much as possible, but I'll send a message to my kids or family member or a friend just to see how they're doing. I've talked about so many times the importance of being interested and not just interesting all the time. Interested in what others are doing and not just thinking of ourselves. And the one thing we talked about a lot, and it's really the same thing that we do in the morning and the afternoon, is practice mindful breathing, just to create a peaceful mindset for yourself. Even if it's taking 3 deep breaths at night or even actually going through a program, we have things even within our community and the HealthyMindsetApp.com community where we have this as well. So if anybody would like that, I can share that with you. And those are just tools to help you. So using different tools to help you feel better at night, just to wind down, to me, it really helps me a lot. You express gratitude for your health and even with loved ones and opportunities. Be thankful for it. We hope everybody's in good health. It's tough when you don't have your health, but if you're in good health, say, boy, I'm in pretty good health today. I'm suffering a little knee injury that I've had. I've torn my meniscus back playing pickleball, of all things, and it could be worse. It could be a lot worse. And yes, I had surgery, and at first I was down, but then I had to pick myself up, and I had to use this. So at nighttime, I said, okay, it could have been a lot worse than what it is. And for me, that's my way of expressing gratitude. So another way you could do it is, if you want, you could use, there's so many good gratitude apps out there to track it and acknowledge what you've done for the day. There's so many good apps. And yes, we have our own app, but there's so many other really good ones that may help you. So that's the one time I say, yes, there you should use your phone. If you could listen to something that might calm you, some meditation. And there are so many good apps out there that could do that for you. Take a moment and appreciate the comforts of your sleep environment. Be very thankful. I see things on TV of what's going on in Los Angeles and in New York, and I'm very grateful. I've never really looked at that until probably the last 5 years, of how grateful that you have a place to be. I have friends that are struggling right now, and they're not even sure if they're going to be living in the place that where they're living right now without getting into it. So you really have to be grateful for what it is that you have. And You know, what I do sometimes as well is I'll remind myself just of things I've learned throughout the day. I always believe I could learn from somebody, or I listen to podcasts. I listen to competitors' podcasts. To me, it's a big world out there, and there's a lot to learn. So I'll listen to a podcast that might relax me a little bit and help settle me. I love listening to different people. Not things that are going to keep me up, not things that are going to fire me up, but some nice calming podcast with even some good stories behind it. And if it's one thing I really go over and focus on the simple joys like a cozy blanket or a warm cup of tea before bedtime. These are things that I've done. I wish I would have done these as an athlete. Looking back many years, I know there were times where I did put a lot of pressure on myself and I really wasn't thinking of these things. But at nighttime, these are things that you could do to unwind. One of my favorite things to do is I take a real slow walk and I'll walk my dog. And it's one of my favorite things being with him. He even comes up to bed and cuddles with me. I know people are, they might be rolling their eyes, and but it's amazing. He loves just to cuddle up on my bed, and as big as he is at 70 pounds, I'm fine with that. That's my thing, and that's something that I really enjoy. I look forward to that actually before I go to bed. It's like I have my dog next to me. His name is Puffins, Golden Doodle. He's I mean, part of the family. What can I say? But it's amazing. It's amazing things that you could do. Now, another thing that our dietitian said that you could do, and you really have to hear me on this, is before you go to bed, a very slow stretch. I'm not talking about the stretch where you're stretching before you're training or you're doing a dynamic stretch or a dynamic warm-up. I'm talking a very slow 10-minute stretch in a very relaxed space, not a lot of light, will really help you. And I know that helps me, especially all those years of playing professional hockey and things that I've done. My hips get tight, and it really does help. So I hope this has helped you in any way. If you have any questions, go to healthymindsetapp.com. We would love to help you, as well as we have the book on Amazon, The Healthy Mindset for Athletes and Workplace Athletes. And these are just some of the tips along the way that we're going to give to you. We're going to go back to sharing many great stories. We have more stories coming, and please reach out. We would love to hear from you. Until then, catch you next time.
We're so glad you joined us for this episode of the Healthy Mindset App Podcast with your host, Mike Hartman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. To dive deeper and learn more about the Healthy Mindset program, or to get in touch with Mike, please visit our website, healthymindsetapp.com. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again in the next episode of the Healthy Mindset App Podcast. Until then, be well.